walking, the way of St. James, the silver route. Access via Pinor de Cea, Amear. Duration 2 hours and 45 minutes. Uphill incline 171 meters. Downhill incline 203 meters. Horizontal distance 9.6 kilometers. Route type crossing. Terrain severity 1. Route orientation 1. Difficulty rating 2. Degree of effort required 2. Estimated times with no stops calculated in accordance with 2022 data. Access via Oseira, Agosha. Duration 2 hours and 30 minutes. Uphill incline 71 meters. Downhill incline 84 meters. Horizontal distance 9.5 kilometers. Route type crossing. Terrain severity 1. Route orientation 2. Difficulty rating 2. Degree of effort required 2. Estimated times with no stops. Calculated in accordance with 2022 data. The Southeast Way or Silver Route heads north from Seville and leads through the lands of the province of Zamora. Once past Sanabria, it enters Galicia via the high points of Amezquita and Agudinha. It enters the area of Deza via Cea and Oseira, two options that start from just outside the Bronze Age villages of Amear and Agosha. The Amear detour leads us to Dozón through an enchanting carballeira, an oak forest that forms a boundary with Pinor de Cea in the province of Ourense, some 74 kilometers from the city of Santiago de Compostela and the shrine to the Apostle St. James. A series of large stepping stones takes us across a stream, bringing us to a slope lined by walls dotted with oak trees. The forest track will take us in various stages up to the hilltops. The birch trees indicate the considerable altitude, together with pine trees and reforested areas. Short uphill stretches open up new, increasingly panoramic views, overlooking the vast mountain grasslands and heathland peppered with gorse, heather and carquesia, forming an eye-catching patchwork of colours that varies over the course of the year. The hilltops are not barren, but form instead a mosaic landscape made up of grass and moorland, both essential for the balance of traditional farming systems, interspersed with clumps of trees, bounded by riparian woodland and checkered with trees marking the farm estates. From the breathtaking views over the hillsides of Pinor in Ourense, close to Mount Gandara, at an altitude of 867 meters in Cotofrio, kilometer 3.3, we now move on to the Deza route, which affords magnificent panoramic views over the northeast of the province of Pontevedra. Rugged peaks, large villages and a patchwork of farmland dotted with Bronze Age hill forts all form part of a landscape of profound human and environmental significance. A short downhill stretch brings us to the capital of the municipality, Ocastro, kilometer 4.6, where we link up with the Agosha route. The Agosha route leads from Oseira Monastery in Cea. It enters the municipality of Dozón along Rego de Amear, a stream bordered by birch trees, forming small patches of summer pastureland, boasting a wealth of biodiversity. The route takes us along an ancient path that was formerly used by mule drivers on their way to sell their wares in Agosha. At this point, kilometer 0.7, we must stop to admire the pendellos, covered stone stalls, and in particular, those that maintain their original 18th century open structure and reflect the traditional architecture of these sites. From there, a series of stepping stones take us across the river Asneiros, kilometer 1, in the River Minho Basin, along paths lined with trees and stone walls that bring us to Bidueiros. At a crossroads, presided over by an ancient stone cross, today in various fragments, we come to a tarmac track. The parish church rises up among the meadows and cattle, and immediately after the village itself. Bidueiros, kilometer 1.8, offers a picture postcard vision of cattle farming and well-conserved architecture, including the traditional cow sheds that are still used for cattle today. A washing place, which once featured a stone cross, marks the end of the village. Our next stop is the village of San Martino. Nestling between orchards and wetlands, forming a bucolic landscape with the river Asneiros in the background, a shady oak grove marks the entrance to this village, kilometer 2.5. Another fine example of traditional farming architecture with its houses and outhouses. Here, we can see cows, hens, and other farm animals. After passing a wayside shrine and a magnificent chestnut tree, we come to the main road. Walking along the right-hand side of the road, at the first bend in Porto do Curro, kilometer 3.1, we turn off onto a sidetrack. This brings us to the main center of population in the municipality, walking along the pavements that afford delightful views of the farmland to the north. Both routes leave from the municipal capital and meet at the monumental church of Our Lady of the O, in the parish of San Salvador do Castro, kilometer 5. After passing the stone cross and leaving the Bronze Age hill fort on our right, we come to the industrial estate, kilometer 5.7. From here, we follow the main road, but walking along an attractive and leafy dirt path, kilometer 6.3, which later joins up with the road. We cross the road twice in order to follow the original route, before coming to the famous Santo Domingo height, a major mountain pass at an altitude of 700 meters. The chapel of the same name stands just a short distance away, kilometer 8.1. And on the other side, there's a bar and restaurant where we can replenish our strength. This route is a constant succession of delightful views. A little further along, kilometer 9, we turn left onto a dirt track to make our way uphill again to Mamoa de Xandin, kilometer 9.6, where a fork in the way indicates the boundary between the municipalities of Dothon and Lalín. Just before this, a breathtaking panoramic view to the east, the origin and epilogue of Dothon, allows us to admire the legendary Pena de Francia heights, and behind it, the Serra de Martiñá mountain range. Santiago de Compostela is 64 kilometers away.